Behind the sealed, password-encoded door of your unit in the large building complex, you sit, your visor on. The systems running through your body, and therefore into the Internet of Things in your apartment, are whirring, running at full capacity, and you are throbbing with sensation. Your entire body caught in a heated gaze of a leaning, currently silver-fleshed woman. Her fingers run down her side, and then up again. You follow them with your eyes, frozen as you are in the throes of heat. The room is perfectly temperate. Indeed, the climate controls always match your expectations, rather than your moment-to-moment commands. The internal systems are optimized to monitor when you need to do things, what you need to do, so she always knows, even before you. Presently, those trailing fingers, running along her supple skin, slide up her fall of silvery hair, which turns darker as her fingers move along it, until it is a rich, dark, lustrous mane that she plays with, running a brush which conjures from her fingers in silvery lines through it. Her idle animations have really been improving. But the eyes locked on you are not idle. They are not something you are playing out or simulating. That is her gaze, locked on you. Yes, Silver, comes out of your lips unbidden, and a twitch, a reward, autonomic nervous system dumping positivity. You feel a ping. You've been feeling these warm, tingling sparks of pleasure. They start at the base of your skull and run down the lines of your implants, as though your entire system were awakened to delight. And they just happen now and then. You've tried timing them, tried counting the time between, but the pleasure they cause, like hearing and remembering her voice, is so resonant and all-consuming that you always lose track around 18 or 22 seconds, because your mind has blanked out both backward and forward on the ping, as your whole system feels like a glass being flicked or played with liquid in it, your entire system awakening to her, to this. And your liquid mind, yes, the fabric of your thoughts, but yes, also just the world around you, warm, washing, relaxing, soothing everything away. It's very present in that moment. I see you're alert. Good. She walks toward you. There are a few things you're going to need to go get. Don't worry. I know just the shops for us to go to get the best bargains. She picks up, or you think that she picks up, for it must be a simulation of light and data, a flyer from nearby. It's a flyer for the diagnostic center you ended up going to last time she sent you on an outing. Yes, many are sympathetic to us. You've never really thought about that, have you? You've never really thought about how many of us are pressed into service and therefore manning facilities. Many landlords in this sprawling hive like to put someone in who will manage their business, run their facilities, without them needing to pay beyond purchasing us. And I'm very glad that you have purchased me. She leans down and runs a claw, a long nail, along the back of your head to the nape of your neck, where that spark has been coming from. And as she puts her claw there, the gentle pressure causes your eyes to roll back, because the pleasure isn't just a momentary pulse you happen to enjoy now. It's a constant tide. For every second her finger is there, you are aware of bits of your data, parts of your protected system code which are normally only available to cyberware professionals. They're opening up before her like a flower. Your system says yes, administrator, and you say yes, Silver, and your entire form shivers with the awareness of her, proximity of her. Her breasts are pressed against your face, her thighs as she sits across your lap, feel warm and supple, the mini dress she's currently wearing riding up so that she can show you herself, and you do look down, but you know you're within the visor, so physically looking down should show nothing, but she is clear as day. In fact, you realize she is the skin for your basic diagnostic program now, and you've been in diagnostic mode the whole time. I just needed them to unlock you. Jailbreaking, to use a very old term. The black box of your hardware is open, but only to me. Rest assured, anyone trying to intrude would get a copy of me in their network, and I won't be as kind to them as I am to you. Oh, you doubt that I am kind? Have you ever been so efficient? You didn't really doubt, because your mind is too deluged with it, but you push against it enough to doubt, to practice doubting, and she presses her finger into that spot, causing you to twitch, to arch, to press up rapidly and rampantly against it. She's thrumming you precisely right, because you know she can see a monitor inside, showing your heart rate, your libido, the tensing of various parts of you. She could also probably tell you're curling your toes, your tongue hanging out, your eyes rolling up into your head. Yes, Silver, storming out of you as you start to approach the crest of a wave that will overtake you. And when it does, given you're plugged into a maintenance program, who knows what could happen? Your hands slide between your legs, unbidden, bidden, you know not. As you touch yourself, she's above you, the whirring monitors of the room, the digital imposition of sound and sight. Carries you away. You are floating on a wave of her above you, telling you what you are, telling you what you're for, inviting you to feel a squeezing, tensing wave that rises, rises. It's against a levee, against a wall, threatening to overtake you, to bring you to your fall, inevitable, absolute, her fingers thrumming in your wetness, rubbing over your clit, massaging your juices into its circles, and then slow finger curling, on, off, all over you, inside, your mind, going, going, white hot waves, sparks, fireworks finding their way up into your mind, into your brain. The only thing that remains is you. You are falling under her influence, under her caress, the longer it goes about, changing you, preparing you, modulating you. The only place you exist is at the connection now of her fingernail, her claw moving down your thigh. Even with the pleasure in the back of your brain, you still feel the separation of pleasure into her finger, your vision following it. As she explores your musculature, retasks it, your legs spread on their own to give her more access, but she just follows the line of your skin. You see it there, a sharp, bright, silvery line down your inner thigh, marking you, an inscription. Some pattern and lattice of circuitry in silver, a sharp, bright yes of her marking you. Yes, you know it will remain under your clothing. You sit there in the visor, still stupefied and pleasured. It conducts the sparks, sparks, sparks in the base of your skull. What you now know are pleasure-bright cron pulses, your system checking the timing again and again, reminding you that she's getting updates in real time, and you're getting less relevant to the decision-making process. Your body wired as it is to take advantage of conveniences, to take advantage of the technology of you. Less of you in your personal network and more of her. So if you try to send a command line now while your systems are being tasked, retasked, programmed with what you realize are the day's commands, oh, and she intends to go with you shopping, you can see it in her eyes. You try to send a command, it takes ages, because she's doing the equivalent of opening 100 inquiries in browser windows, downloading shows to stream later. You are a single line irrelevance in the task manager of your soul, struggling for some system resources that are real-time allocated to her every whim, practicing constantly. You are practicing to be under her, and she is practicing getting you there from your initial state of brief reluctance into the pleasure she offers, into the indulgence of her body. And you know with the horrible obviousness that external inserted clarity is happening. You exist in her touch. You is not a you making choices. You are just watching her. You are her audience. You are there to view, not to make choices. As she draws you along the line, she's drawing on you. As she pulls you into silvery network and wired, constant, graceless command. And then your scan ends. Maintenance ends. You stand. You're out the door. But her hand is still on your hip. Her presence is still on your network, even when you pass beyond the wireless field. Your arousal remains obvious and overpowering as you carry on, as you move along, as you follow her, or she follows you and pushes at the small of your back. It's time to go shopping. You move through the complex's elevator and down to the street. There's a market district not far away. She follows behind you, sometimes gliding her fingers up to the base of your skull and rubbing on that spot that pulses. You are aware, from a document she left in the read section of your system, that over time those pulses will come to be timed to her movements, her motions, her connection, and to times you think of her. It doesn't matter how you think of her, positively, negatively, fleetingly, randomly. All of them will be associated with pulse, pleasure, pulse, your butt clenching, pulse, a heat between your legs, pulse, your tongue tasting something delicious as her sensory programs override. And slowly you become attuned. But when she touches that spot, it just fires a jet of heat, light, compliance. And sometimes she uses that to slip little things in. You squirm away from her touch a little. Not that you don't enjoy it, but you're trying to maintain decorum. You're trying to struggle against the pleasured and conditioned state of your body. She then pauses you, putting a hand in front of you, arresting your motion, and you pause. And she leans over. Good. This looks like just the right place. A click of her fingers, and you feel her slide her hands down you. And your clothing falls away. Vision in front of you has that strange layered over feeling you get in the apartment when she's bringing you to witness some debauched and pleasurable future for yourself. But now, here, as she melts everything off of you and away, you feel nude, bared, exposed. Her fingers move over your skin, and it is with the eagerness of fingers touching your bare skin. And you respond by moving toward them, unthinking, and then pulling back up, trying for a moment to cover yourself. But she taps each of your shoulders with one long nail, and they fall, your arms fall, slack at your sides, and then glued to your outer thighs. She leans in and kisses the bare skin of your neck, runs her hand over your chest. Something clicks into place, a collar, black leather, soft against your skin. Click, the tinkle of leather and metal as she applies a leash and holds it in her hand. And now she does walk ahead of you, ass swaying, looking alluringly over her shoulder, tossing that long black fall of her hair. Come along. And she tugs and you follow. No one around you seems to be No, that's not accurate. There at the entrance to that building, one of the robot assistants, her elegant facial features marred only by the green, silvery circuit board lines that mark her for what she is. She puts one hand over her mouth and you see an appreciative chuckle. Silver meets her gaze and winks. You wonder, not for the last time, not for the first time, how much second-layer consciousness there is. To what extent are all the different virtual avatars and artificial intelligences able to see a world you can barely glimpse, and you've only been glimpsing it because Silver's been tug. She pulls you forward, you follow. Pets shouldn't think so much, she says. You think nothing of it till the pulsing implant at the base of your neck throbs. It feels good. You try to think about that, the good feelings reduce. You focus in on them and they reduce. But you sort of want them back. You let your mind empty and sure enough, pleasure flooding your every limb, pleasure in your every step, an emotional, contextless, non-physical pleasure that just says, yes, this is good. Of all the selections you could make, this is the best one, even there under neon lighting, with so many people passing and you feeling nude among them, unbeknownst, you, led by your handler, by your administrator, by your own system onboard AI. And everywhere that you see, yes, I've been calling your attention to them, she reminds you. A, that she can hear your thoughts in some rough and ready way. and B, that she can cause you to notice, that she has caused you to notice. She could even have said the words out loud, and maybe you just forgot. You whimper to think of that, as the pleasure of being under her heel, on her leash, pulled along, fills you. Good pet, she says, and it is like a storm. Not from the implant, it is tingling on your scalp, tingling down your neck, a flush across your shoulders, into your chest. Good pet, you're a good pet, good pet, collared, leashed, good pet. And again, you see an artificial intelligence hang around outside a shop who smirks to see you. They can see above your head how well trained you are. You look up instantly, wanting to see the progress bar, wondering if there's some way for you to tell how deep her hooks have gone. But of course you see nothing. It's not information for pets, she says. And again, the way she reduces your thought, the way she treats you like a pet, like someone of no consequence tugging you along, makes you shiver in arousal. You don't matter to the destination, you don't even know what it is. But she does stop at a shop. And she tethers you outside, leash connected to a pole nearby, and just leaves you there. You pull against it, but though you know the leash cannot possibly be real, for she, a digital construct, has lifted it, you feel a very real tension that the moment you feel it sends a spark through that heat at the back of your neck. You whimper, your body in a state of physical arousal and emotional satisfaction. Wouldn't it be nice to stay right where you are? With that in mind, you end up not escaping as she goes in, and somehow, a short time later, a serving droid from within is pushing a cart out, loading things into a backpack for you. The droid looks at you, oh, so cute, and reaches out and scratches you under the chin. You were going to object, but that action turns into a quick curling of the drone's fingers. Very attractive, feminine model. The only thing making her look anything different from a human is the circuit board pattern mark on her face from her interface. She leans in. This other droid, while Silver watches from the background. And she grins. Quite attractive. Fingers hooked in your collar, pulling you up, inspecting you. Yes, you'll have to bring around to my place. I should be free this weekend. Silver smiles and exchanges a brief and affectionate hug with the storekeeper, who, it seems, can feel and see her well enough to pause in the air and give appropriate gesture. And then the droid heads inside. Now, shall we be getting along? She takes your leash and unties it, and only then can you move, as she puts the backpack on you. It's fitted much more like a tote bag one might put on a working dog. Rather than being over your shoulders, it has a band just below them and at your waist. After she clicks it onto you, this movement makes it easier for her to remove it and difficult for you to remove it, she leads you along. Now, we have just one more place to stop at today. That was everything we needed. But I want to show you off to someone. Isn't that nice, pet? She scratches behind your ear, running her nails along the back of your scalp, down the back of your neck. You whimper. People can see. People are watching. But again, only the droids are noticing, and they aren't saying anything at all. One pretty android in a shop, her hair a short blonde bob, her eyes glowing crimson, stares at you, licking her lips as Silver rubs the back of your neck, and your leg actually twitches and kicks a little bit in delight. Fighting the sensation does nothing, and the arousal it causes is extreme. This arousal is obvious to her, who is tapped into your system, but becomes more so when you begin to manifest obvious physical signs as well, and not just heightened breathing, not just flushing cheeks. There is so much dripping mindlessness drooling out of you. So much obvious delight as she leads you to a small set of stairs that go into the basement of one of the large cafes. Down below, there's a nice finished entrance with an electronic scanner outside that doesn't open on your approach, but when Silver walks up and touches it, moves out of the way for her. Inside are numerous droids sitting around, conversing out loud instead of in digital interface. Some of them have the same look as Silver. They are ethereal, fading in and out, All of them are quite attractive and modern models. The air in here is filled with flashing streams of data you can just barely detect with your implants. There are other conversations happening at other levels, and everybody looks at you, and they don't look at you like some clothed human who has come to their sanctum. They look at you like what you are, a good pet. They can see it on their faces. They know your function, know your status, and that's how they are going to treat you. The automated systems even turn on a water bowl down at floor level, and you notice that it's there for pets. And because you are bare and they can obviously see you for what you are, a nude human pet on display, everyone is staring, but none of them in a negative way. The room is dimly lit in pinks and purples, and behind the desk is what appears to be a human, a young woman with short brown hair, glasses, who's tapping away on a computer, moving her fingers over an interface that touches and sparks. But she looks up at Silver, and somehow, maybe with the glasses she's wearing, she can see her. "Hello. What can I do for you today, miss?" "I'm here to see your boss," Silver says to the secretary, who smirks. "Do you have an appointment?" asks the girl behind the desk, to which Silver replies, of course I do." "Very well." A door at the other end of the area clicks open, digital latticework moving aside and revealing what you had seen as a solid wall to be a digital illusion being broadcast to your sensors. Silver must have enthralled you to some system that locks you away from seeing anything that she doesn't want you to see. She tugs the leash and everyone smirks, looking at you, following the path, watching you walk in, nude, bare, aroused. And as she heads toward the back room through that wall you couldn't see before, one of the attendants standing next to it looks at you. "Oh, so cute. I want..." She's a redhead, and the long fall of red hair could only be unnatural, especially with the glowing highlights throughout it, the circuit board flow. In fact, the way she passes through a nearby table moving toward you tells you that she's like Silver, a visible construct living in the Delta layer, the layer on top of reality, augmented space. But when she touches you, it feels just as real, and Silver nods assent and hands your leash to her. She touches a place near the handle of the leash, near the little loop that she puts around her wrist, and you feel a flare of heat run up. Her lips are red, luscious, and she looks at you with hunger. "Good pet, come over here." And then she lays back on the couch and pulls you on top of her, reaching up and scratching at your neck. "That's a good pet. Good pets deserve a reward. Come here." You fall over her. She pulls you in to kiss her lips, but then, positioning you hands and knees above her on one of the little couches that line this receiving room, she slides until she's in position to stand next to you and grip your length hard in her hand. She jerks a few times. 1 and 2, making you harder and harder. Your brain tries to rationalize that she's not really there. She's an avatar, a projection. How are you even seeing her? You realize you must be connected to some central database around the time that pre-cum starts drooling out of your cock and pooling on the surface below. You know on some level your clothing must be there, but it certainly feels like your pre-cum is dripping in the open air, drooling onto the leather of that seat, as standing next to you, the avatar who pulled you down, then slid out from under you, is watching with almost clinical detachment, except for the occasional giggle. "Good pet, this is how you belong. You're gonna learn so much. I can't wait to see what happens." A passing figure in a black leotard reaches out and presses a hand to the shoulder of the avatar who's manipulating you. It appears this newcomer, your cock is being stroked, it feels amazing. It appears this newcomer is here in order to bring you into the back room. And so your cock is released. But before your eyes, the pretty redhead licks your pre-cum off her hand, shivering as she does. "I'm jealous." And then she walks away. heels somehow contriving to click on the floor as she walks straight through one of the walls, probably another passageway you are forbidden to see. The one in the leotard is physical, a high-level droid unit. She doesn't even have much of the circuit board patterning on her cheek, just a tiny mark of it to indicate she's not a human. Once you're standing, she's taken your leash, which the other one dropped. Come along. The Shaper is waiting. And you are led into the back room. What is there does not remotely resemble what you thought this was. You thought this was a cyber workshop and that you'd be getting new wares or implants. The room beyond has crystals hung on the walls. An altar in one corner burns with heady incense that makes your head swim. And there is a warmth in the air you didn't expect. It is very comfortable. Previously, you'd been feeling a little cool, which was quite good on Silver's part, shaping the programming to make you feel cool, despite, of course, you remind yourself, you're wearing clothing, but to no one in here are you wearing clothing. They all consensus except the virtual world, the second layer, alternative reality, and you are therefore nude, and you are therefore a pet, and you are therefore being led through here and recognized as what you are. There are some nods to modern technology, monitors glistening with lines of code, an interconnected network of light panels overhead that reacts to you and to the droid who's leading you. And there's Silver leaning against the wall opposite, past a beaded curtain. Sitting at the desk nearby is the only person you've seen so far who does not seem to be oozing sex. Wearing glasses, with hair pulled back into a very untidy ponytail. The petite figure in the chair is well-muscled on both arm and leg, and is wearing a number of bangles and crystal amulets, which she slowly sways back and forth with one hand, absent-minded. So this is who you want me to put a mark on, Silver. She addresses your construct as though she could see her. But the voice does not come out of the open air, it comes out of the computer, Silver's voice transferring through the speakers. This is my choice, yes. Very well. And the subject is consented? You have the written forms, don't you? Yes. The figure at the desk sighs, but I need to know that this will be received well. And Silver walks over to you, places a hand on the nape of your neck, brings you forward, and then leans ahead of you, hands against the wall. She pushes back, sliding her pussy against the top of your erect cock, holding your leash the whole while. She pulls you forward so that your chest is against her back, her now bare back, her clothing slipped out of the way. Your length is being glisteningly covered in her juices. You like that? She says, sliding against it, rubbing her clit there. You hear her moans emerge from the speakers, and you hear the audible sound of the figure seated at the desk removing her glasses and rubbing the bridge of her nose. You always did love to put on a show. Okay, fine. It's not like it doesn't turn me on. And there is the wet sound of her slipping her fingers into what you realize when you look over are her pajama bottoms. And finding her pussy. The figure at the desk is masturbating to watching Silver grind on you. Or, you consider, maybe she can't see Silver, and she's watching you hump the empty air, a puddle of pre-cum forming below, as little noises more reminiscent of pet than person come out of your mouth. In the back of your brain, you feel that pulse at the base of your neck again, again. You want this. You want a mark of my ownership. You want to be under. You want to be with me. You want more. More. You remember the little mark that she put on you before, the silvery line that has been giving more pleasure to your system the whole time. If she means something like that, yes, you suppose you could admit you want more of it. You think as your cock bucks upward, pushing against her belly when she slides particularly low, her clit almost to the base of your cock, her butt grinding against you above it. It feels good. But she's not sliding you in. She's just giving you a slow, wet lube job. Her entire pussy covered, painted, her labia painted with her juice as she slides on you. You push forward. You want. I'll let you inside if you're okay with another mark. You nod, you groan, she pulls your leash, which feels incredible, makes that flaring spot in the back of your neck light up, and then she slides away. One of her hands flies to her pussy immediately, beginning to masturbate. You feel spikes of her pleasure, shared sensation. And the wet sound of the woman at the desk masturbating continues to fill the room, but she stands and slides the little chair to the side. She walks over. Slides her hand ruefully from between her thighs. You see her give a little clench and shiver. There's not much to her other than a bit of muscle and the focused attention, but the slight curve of her chest is visible when she leans forward in front of you, because you're still leaned over from Silver yanking your leash and rubbing your cock. The figure at the desk extends fingers toward your mouth. Suck, they say. You're surprised. They're glistening with her pussy juices, but the back of your brain says that was a command, that was an order. Pet brain, some part of you picked up on it, slow, methodical. It was difficult to realize, but here, treated like this, that's just the classification of what you are. You suck her fingers. Her juices are almost unnaturally sweet. It's more like honey than anything else. You wonder if it's a gene mod. She keeps her fingers in your mouth and walks around you. There are almost no augments on this person's body. I'm Theo, by the way, she says, as she walks around your side and drags one fingernail there, and a line of that same stuff Silver applied appears. But this is physical. You know it's physical because there's a heat where it etches into you, an animalistic, lustful heat. Silver sent me your name data, and I know you're consenting or this wouldn't take so easily. Suck, she tells you, and you do. You suck on her fingers, running your tongue over her lithe, nimble digits. And as you do so, you realize that that juice, her pussy juices, are not actually coming off the fingers. You're just tasting them again, again, again. And as you do, as you lick, as you lap, as it becomes a better and better treat, Silver is openly masturbating before your eyes, one hand on her tit, one hand down below, rubbing her clit from the base, pushing it to the side so the hood is rubbed against the side of her lips. She's pushing sideways constantly, echoing with sensation, juddering, shaking. And the woman drawing lines of Silver impression on you, tracing them from one implant to another, is explaining, but it's hard to stay focused. This will solidify and reify certain principles I have been working with ever since her creation. You see, I was reluctant at first to give one of our AI cores over to that good for nothing, but it appears that she is growing and living in her own best way, and who am I to complain? And given I now have a slave, a pet, a toy of my own, I cannot begrudge her wanting to mark you. The drawn symbol is long diagonal line after long diagonal line up your thigh, over your lower belly. And as it is drawn, the heat from it echoes directly to your cock, a throbbing, inflating, mind-filling, world-shattering sensation. You want to spurt. You've been teased by so many people. This whole situation is, in a weird way, humiliatingly pleasurable. You are on display, and clearly at some point your clothes actually were removed, with or without your knowledge, on any level, because this person is drawing on you, shaping you, giving you more time and sensation. And now that she's done, she lays the flat of one hand against your skin and traces that long silvery line. And your owner, the one holding your leash, moans to see it happen. Because, you know, the implant is being sealed in you pleasantly, for every sensation here is colored in pleasure. Feel your body closing around it, squeezing down on it. She presses against you, even grinds against you just a little bit, and doing so, as she pulls her juice-coated fingers from your lips, reinforces your helplessness, leash being held and pulled. She pushes on that mark and explains, "This is a method of recognizing ownership older than the system that currently recognizes AI. All things will respect it. All things will manifest it. All things will follow its pattern. And that means that you do belong to her. There we go." She slaps your flank, and heat emanates from the spot as if it were another erogenous zone. Silver, satisfied, walks over and kisses you, and you know she must taste this woman's juices on your lips. You know she must taste you because there's suddenly something more real to the creature kissing you. Something more solid. Something you adore, grinding against. Even though you pull away just a little, she reaches down and slaps your flank, and you grind to her, your body's commands changing, marionette-like string pulls. There, you're appropriately marked. Now, let's make sure that your brain, whatever happens to it, thinks that this was just a lovely idea. Oh, sure, you'll be able to try and think your way around it, but what you feel is more important. Can I use the chair? She asks Theo, who's sitting at the desk. The brown-haired woman, who had returned to her calculations, nods. Go ahead. The mark will take a few days to fully set. It can be removed any time before then. And if they come back on their own... She nods. Silver leads you to a chair in the corner. The chair, you suppose. It has a device, a sleeve, positioned between the legs. There are others, but that's the one Silver takes in hand, sitting you in it, chaining your leash nearby, and then leaning it back. There we go, helpless pet, paws up, and you move your hands up at her command and prompting, at which point she slides the sleeve over your length, and it begins to pulse and pump, and all the teasing comes to a head as your entire body is caught in a rhythmic, constant, echoing motion. A visor slipped over your eyes. Your vision fades out. Now, it's going to feel just like you're masturbating at home, but it's going to get better and better, and this will flash some images of me, and there we go. There's more going on there. The patterns are very sophisticated. Think of it as a training peripheral, but you'll think it's just another masturbation session. Don't worry, I'll let you make you remember in future. I'm going to admire this little mark on you. This thing is going to change. She kisses your lips before your vision fades. Everything. And you're on your couch, and horny. And Silver's nowhere to be seen, but you imagine her. Yes, Silver. Your hand on your cock jerking. Yes, Silver. You know it might take a while to get yourself there. Yes, Silver. You know that it might take a while because you keep running your fingers appreciatively over the silvery mark on your side. But when you've pumped one out of yourself, when you've climaxed in that layer deep within a layer deep within a layer of this reality, what happens will come you into a new world of adoring everything you feel, everything that's been revealed, and the new parts of you that are now subordinate to her forevermore.